Today's guest, Shari Quinn, author, publisher, and speaker. Thank you so much, Shari, for stopping by the studio. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, as I always say, let's dig right in and make it do what it do.
All right.
Okay. As an educator, former professor, what inspired you to become an author?
Well, that's an awesome question, and I get asked that pretty much all the time. So I always felt that I would write a book, but as an educator, I thought it would be education related, and I thought I would write a book for educators to kind of teach them how to better educate our children. Well, then life happened, didn't turn out that way, but then I had a unfortunate circumstance that occurred within my personal life that inspired me to write the book. So it was a matter of betrayal with friendships. And so to evolve from that and grow and learn, I started journaling and documenting some of the events and then turned that into a novel as therapy and made it a fiction novel. And it came amazing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So tell us about the other books you've written.
All right. So I've written a total of five. So the first one was Disloyalty. And after that, I wrote a how-to book. It's a reference book on how to market your book. One of the news anchors locally had contacted me after hearing about the success of the first book. And she had written a book and had about 2,000 books of inventory in her garage and needed help moving them. And so I wrote for her a marketing plan. And because it had turned out so great, I published it as a book.
Wow. So I got to ask this. Of the five books, I understand you've written five books. Of
yes.
the five books you've written, which is your favorite and most prized?
Yeah. And that's almost like asking a mom which is her favorite child, right?
Absolutely. And we all think we were the favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they each have something special that I love about the book. So they are my own. So they each are my prize. But I would have to say that the one that I cherish most is the cookbook. And I love to cook and bake. It's a passion of mine. I always spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Probably about 10 years ago, I set the goal to write a cookbook. And it never had occurred just because writing recipes or recreating recipes are so cumbersome and so much detail that I kind of shied away from it. But after I got into publishing and just learning more about the process, I went ahead and developed and published the cookbook. And it's a collection of recipes from my family.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So these are amazing Southern recipes, our family.
Years and years.
Generations. And so what I wanted to do for my family is preserve these recipes. Because just like any other family, we have that one or two family members as the cook. But all the recipes are in their head. You know, it's not written down. So when they pass, so does the recipe. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to preserve it and have our family history and recipes to pass down to the generations to come. So that is my most prized.
Absolutely. Well, let me stay right there for a minute. When it comes to cooking and our family recipes, I don't know about your family, but my family, my mother never cooked with a cookbook.
That's right.
You know, it was always like a little piece of this, a little dash of that, a little pinch of this.
Absolutely.
You would ask, well, Ma, how did you make that rice pudding? Oh, baby, I don't know. I put a little pinch of this, little dash of that, and this, that, and the other. So it was always, we learned on the fly by just watching.
Yes.
Yeah, because they never had any directions or ingredients or measured out anything. My next question is, being that you love to cook, give me some of your signature dishes. If you were inviting someone over to say, I want to impress them, give me a signature dish.
Wow, I have so many. So I would have to say then the mac and cheese that I make is amazing.
Ooh,
tastes like grandma's.
Oh, my goodness. Make you walk to work and slap your boss.
Yes, absolutely. Don't slap your boss, though, but yes, make you walk to work.
Yeah.
But my mac and cheese is definitely my signature. And I have two little cousins that are almost like my sisters, and they love my Swiss chicken.
Oh, it is
amazing. And so that combined with the mac and cheese.
This is making me hungry just listening to it.
Oh, my gosh. And my greens, my collard greens. Mm.
Woo. All right.
So I guess that would be my signature that I just put together as a meal.
We got it. Okay. So you are also self-published, also a publisher. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So when I first started the journey of writing the very first book, Disloyalty, I met with a few local publishers and national publishers as well. And if you don't have the name or the money to go with a Random House or one of those larger publishers, your investment up front is a lot of money. And I didn't have the capital to do that. And even with the local publishers, it was more than I could afford in one lump up front before sales. So I took a month off of work and I did research on how to publish. Oh. I have an MBA.
How about
I teach classes on how to market and create businesses.
So you basically homeschooled yourself.
I homeschooled myself.
How about that?
So I spent lots of hours on library floors, bookstore floors, camping out with books surrounded by me, jotting notes, taking screenshots. And I really just taught myself the process. And that is how it began as me becoming self-published. And because I have done so well, many people who are aspiring to write started asking me questions about, you know, their dreams and the process. And so I just started publishing other authors.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's great. So tell me, what other projects are you currently working on?
Well, I am working on this amazing project right now. And it is my first as a ghostwriter. Yeah,
wow.
So it's pretty extensive, and I didn't know in the beginning what I signed up for. I thought it would be simple as doing the interviews, getting the notes, and then just kind of, you know, recreating what they share. But it's a little bit more extensive than that. So I have now completed all the interviews, and I have done the writing. And I will tell you that it is a memoir for a local woman in Albany South End. She's an elderly woman who has an amazing story to tell. And she was born in the 40s in Mississippi and has experienced.
Oh, that sounds like it's really interesting.
It is very interesting.
That's like a page-turner.
It's a page-turner.
Yeah.
She's experienced so many tragedies and deaths, one beyond the other. And, you know, when she grew up in the 40s in Mississippi, experienced so much
Jim Crow South.
The Jim Crow South, and, you know, with racial violence and so many attacks, and either her dad was killed. So she shares all of these tragedies that she's experienced, and we connect them together, but it's very inspiring of what she has learned through this process and how it has shaped the amazing woman that she is today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like I can't wait to read.
Yeah.
That's like, let me curl up or on vacation, a nice cruise, just dig into it.
Yes.
And bam, you know, I missed the whole vacation because I just dug right into the book.
And I'm glad you said vacation because that's kind of how we timed the release. So it'll be a summer release so people can take their books on vacation.
Good. Smart marketing. So outside of book writing and publishing, you also are involved within the community and host various workshops, specifically your upcoming annual Vision Board Brunch. I like to call you the queen of vision boards.
Oh, well, thank you. That's an awesome title.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the event started 4 years ago in my apartment, and I had relocated back to the Albany, New York area from Atlanta, and I was doing vision boards in Atlanta. And when the new year came, I wanted to grab some wonderful women together who didn't know each other. So I kind of cherry picked a few women because I didn't want the cliques, and I just wanted people to be able to network and grow. And so I introduced the concept to some of them. Some already knew, but I introduced the concept of vision boarding. And even in my small apartment, I had a speaker.
How about that?
That's right. And the speaker talked about just, you know, a motivational speech about, you know, the importance of creating your goals and your vision and following your dream. And so we got down on my apartment floor, we're laid out in the table and everywhere, and creating these amazing boards. And each of the women then gave a presentation of what their boards meant to them. And we followed up with each other throughout the year. And so because that within the small group, I had about 15 people in my apartment, I continued that each year. The next year I had it in my apartment again. And then year three, I introduced it and hosted it to the public, which was last year, and it sold out within 9 days.
I mean, this thing is blowing up.
It's blowing
up. The buzz, I mean, the participation.
It's amazing.
I mean, you are a blessing to what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, so why was this important to you?
It was important to me because I believe that my purpose truly is to serve others and empower others. I really believe that. And this is something that I am called to do. And I would imagine that is why it has been so successful, because I don't make it about me. My name is not on it. And I really want to draw the masses, the cost. I only charge people really what my costs are. So I'm not looking to even make revenue, because even if I don't make a dollar, if the change for me is that somebody was inspired, then that is so important, and it motivates me to continue inspiring others. So that's why it's important to me, because it's affecting other people.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about the concept of the vision board.
Well, the idea and concept with the vision board is that, you know, you have your large white poster board or any other color that you may grab, and you have your magazines and you're cutting out and pasting. But the vision board is a daily affirmation of the goals and the dreams that you have. And what a vision board is not is a magic wand.
Okay.
So the images or gestures or positive statements that you may put on your board are not going to magically appear. It reminds you when you see it every morning when you wake up, because you're going to post this in your bedroom or your office or wherever you're going to see it every day. It reminds you to work towards these every day. So it keeps the vision right in front of you. And mentally, we are stimulated by visuals. And so when we see what we want every day, it affirms for us to work hard for that. So
truth.
I want to make sure that people understand that we're just not pasting things on the board and hoping for it to come
great.
To death.
So I want to get a few more juicy questions
okay.
in. Tell us again the details of the vision board brunch, date, location, speakers, and what can attendees expect?
Awesome. So it's this Saturday, January 13th at the Albany Renaissance Hotel in downtown Albany from 10:30 to 2:30 with a hot breakfast brunch. The speakers are dynamite. It's going to open up with the mayor of Albany. So Honorable Kathy Sheehan will be there to welcome the guests to her city. And following that, I have the Honorable Dorsey Appliers. She is the councilwoman of the First Ward in Albany. She has an amazing story and well accomplished. And secondly, we have Miss Natalie Carey. She is absolutely amazing as well. And she is the Deputy Chief Commissioner and CFO of the New York State Department of Labor.
Wow.
These two women are dynamite. So I know that they will really motivate and inspire the attendees.
That sounds like an all-star lineup.
Yeah, it is.
Now, can I ask, Ms. Quinn, those are some great speakers.
Yes.
I know they're going to bring a word of empowerment that's just going to knock it out of the park. But is the vision board just... what should I say? Is it just for women in terms of women speakers? Because I noticed you didn't have any men on there.
Good question. So
no men.
No men.
We need to be empowerment, and we need to give empowerment.
Well, I will tell you, last year there was a male speaker.
Okay.
There was a male speaker. So it is not closed off to just women. And last year there were, I think, about two or three male participants. And this year there is one. Actually, there's going to be two now. So the idea is to really grow the male participation and for women to bring their spouses or, you know, their partners or what have you, so we can get more. And there, because men have dreams and visions as well.
Exactly.
And we need to
it's so hard for us to get out and talk about our dreams, talk about our goals.
Yeah.
Just like it's so hard for us to go to the doctor.
Sure.
You know, I mean, black men in our relationship to healthcare and doctors, but that means a lot to hear you say that.
Absolutely.
How can people get tickets?
Well, not this year because it is sold out.
That's what I want to hear. It's sold out.
It is sold out with 80 participants.
Great. So tell me, what's next for you? Because you got so many things on your plate, and they're all exciting, and they're all doing things to empower and inspire people. And I love the way you're giving back to the community. But what's next?
Thank you. So once the memoir is completed, this for me will be a year of rest. Last year was my year of adventure, and I traveled really all over the world, going to 4 continents, 9 countries,
bless your heart,
22 life. Cities, and 44 flights. So this
next time you need somebody to pack your bags and just carry them, holler at a brother.
You want to fit in my suitcase?
Yes, right.
But what I want to do, aside from rest, is focus on my publishing business. you know, and really take that off. I have two authors that I have already published. So the woman that I'm working with now will be the third. And then also, you know, doing that collaboratively as the ghostwriter. But I do want to kind of expand the publishing side of my business.
Great, great. Well, we're just about out of time.
Okay.
And until next time, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is H. Bosch Jr.